just overwhelm us. And we can still celebrate the coming of our Lord or the birth of our Lord with not being overwhelmed with the commercialism of it. I was listening to a minister on the radio this morning, or one of these, might have been Tuesday morning, or Wednesday morning, Tuesday or Wednesday morning, one of those. But anyhow, he made a statement that talking about Christmas and just how it's become commercialized and things so bad. That's, you know, a lot of people, he encouraged, I'll just put it out like he said it. He said, don't go out and buy garbage gifts.
Right.
Garbage gifts.
Right.
And he said, what I mean by that is, it's a lot of people feel like they've got to buy gifts for everybody. Or cousin so-and-so's little boy, and just right on down the line, you know, they got to. So what they do is they just go out and buy, a lot of times, just cheap gifts, and they go in debt, they last 3 days, and they end up in the garbage. And he says they're garbage gifts. And you just lose the meaning of what Christmas is all about. Amen. Praise God. I just encourage you. We can celebrate. Let's just don't get overwhelmed in it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I hope the Lord returns.
Yeah.
I just well spend Christmas with Him. Amen. In heaven.
Amen.
That'd be a great present to me right there for the Lord just to return before 25th of December gets here. Amen. If you'll take your Bibles and stand with me in Hebrews chapter 13. I'll stand to share the word of the Lord this evening. And this is the Thanksgiving time of the year. Let's share a little few thoughts on that, on Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
But what the Lord has really laid on my heart this last week, I'm going to share a message or try to share some things about Thanksgiving. But it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be so much on carnal things. It's going to be on spiritual things. And that's what I really want to try to share out of the Word of the Lord this evening. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you, and you who hath spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have not no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are buried without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gates. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Can you say amen to God's words?
Amen.
Praise God. You may be seated. Just desire your prayers this evening. God will just be with us, and His word would speak to our hearts. Amen. We talk a lot of times about Thanksgiving and that we are commanded to give thanks. We are commanded to give thanks. The Scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, I believe, He talks about it, how we are to be thankful or how we are to give thanks for all things. We are to give thanks for all things. Let me go over that passage, and if you look at it, I just wanted to share just something from that real quick. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He writes here and just says, in everything, give thanks. I was even quoting it wrong, but in everything, give thanks. If you'll notice this, it's so much we are to give thanks for everything, every problem or every situation that we're in the sense that, you know, if you have cancer or if you're diagnosed with some kind of sickness or some kind of tragedy happens in your life, it's not so much that the scripture and the writer's telling us to give thanks for it, but he's telling us in everything, be thankful. While you're going through this sickness, while you're going through this trial, still have a spirit of thankfulness. It's not so much he's telling you that be thankful that you have received cancer or whatever it may be. That wouldn't make sense. But in that time, in that valley or that situation you're going to, still be thankful. Still be thankful to God. Keep a thankful spirit. So Scripture tells us that this is what we are to do. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus concerning you. As Christians, we are to be thankful people. In whatever situation that we go through and whatever valley we may have to walk through, we still need to have the spirit of thankfulness. Yes. And just to be a people who rejoice in our Lord for what He has done. This time of year, a lot of times the emphasis on Thanksgiving is on material things. We want to give thanks for food and shelter, transportation, finances, things along this nature. A lot of times the emphasis is more on those things. And that's not wrong that we are to be thankful for that. You need to be thankful that you have a roof over your head. That you're sitting down to food on your table. Be thankful for that. But there's other things that we need to be thankful for too. We put those emphasis on those things, finances and things like that. But those things can come and go. Those things you could have today and tomorrow you may not have them. They may be disappeared. Be thankful for your job, but tomorrow you may not have one. A lot of people are in that situation. And as the economy keeps going downhill, a lot of people are going to be facing those kinds of problems. But what we need to do is be thankful also for things that will not change.
Hallelujah.
We can be thankful for things that will be rock solid. That will not change. And those are spiritual things. And I wanted to share some of that from the scripture that we read this evening in the opening of the message in Hebrews chapter 13. That there's a lot of spiritual things that we need to be thankful that will not change tomorrow. They will not go away tomorrow. It'll be for us for eternity. And those are things that we really need to be thankful for. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, if you'll go back there. In verse 5. In verses 5 through 6, he talks in verse 8. He deals with things that we need to be thankful for. And it's our dealing with our Savior, Jesus Christ. In verse 5, he talks about His abiding presence with us. If you'll notice, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That is something right there that we can be thankful for that will not change. Amen. Jesus tells us in His Word, He tells us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That is something of His abiding presence that I can rejoice in today. I can rejoice in it tomorrow. I can rejoice in it next month. I know that He will never leave me nor forsake me. His presence will be with me forever and ever. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, He talks about, He says, Lo, I am with you. He talks about, I'll be with you until the end of the earth, to the end of time, I will be with you always. I'll be with you forever and ever. Jesus Christ will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us forever and ever. And I can be thankful for that. Amen. Praise God for that. I was here recently, a few days ago. I was just going through some, I had to go through some paperwork of my family. And I noticed on one document it talks about the death of my father. And he was, this December 7th will be 4 years. It's just amazing how fast time is going. How fast. It's hard to believe it's already been 4 years. But I was just thinking about him and just some of the things. And one of the things I missed is being able to ask him questions about things of just life, you know, and being a builder and doing those kind of things. A lot of times I'd ask him, how do you do this? And that's one of the things I missed. And he's not here no more for me to ask him those things. He didn't have much book knowledge, but he had a lot of years under his belt of life. And that he could answer a lot of things or help me in a lot of things. He's not with me no more. Death comes. But my Father, Jesus Christ.